brand has emotional association. But even in B2B, the brand marketing team's biggest job is to build that mental availability of the brand. When you're working with challenger brands, they work equally hard because for them, it's even more important that they need to deliver an experience which is above what people are expecting out of them and make sure that their experience is better, more consistent, so that they could stand against the more established competitors in the category.
You are listening to This is Product Marketing, brought to you by Product Marketing Hive, the product marketing community that gives back. I'm your host, Luis Liu. In this episode, Tanu Kaushik, Global Senior Product Marketing Manager at Quantium, shares her experience in brand marketing and product marketing. Let's dive into it right now. Hi, Tanu. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Luis. Thank you for having me here.
Before we dive into this topic, tell us a little bit about your background. I know that you were a brand manager to start with. Now, as a product marketing manager, how did you make the transition?
The transition that I made was completely by accident. A few years ago, I was hired to lead brand marketing for Intuit QuickBooks in India. We know that Intuit QuickBooks is a global brand and very well known, especially in North America and in Europe. It wasn't doing so well in India, however. And after spending a lot of money on brand and performance marketing initially, just to increase awareness, the conversion rate was still very low. So what happened was I met with the US team and they said, you need to work on, this was the first time I heard the words product market fit. They talked about it and they told me, this is what you're going to do. They put me on a task force with my product manager and a product designer. The next 3 months, I was part of this product market fit task force, trying to understand the target audience, trying to understand their needs, prototyping, validating, messaging, testing, failing, going back, sometimes good, sometimes bad. From a brand marketing perspective, I had always been on the outside, but I love the idea of getting close to a customer need and actually building a product around it, a product that would live and breathe. That's the time I realized that I was really hooked to this and almost naturally made that shift to product marketing. This was about 6 years ago, and I've never looked back.
That's interesting. Tell us a little bit about your current role at Quantium, and then your main responsibility as a senior product marketing manager there.
Quantium, they help companies commercialize customer data. So they work with a lot of global retailers, including Walmart in the US and Woolworths in Australia, to commercialize loyalty data. What my job is that they have a suite of a lot of products, and I specifically work with their retail product. I work with the retail products team to make sure that very complex products can be converted into simpler language and to support the sales team pre-acquisition.
From your personal experience, maybe just tell us in your own words, what is a brand and what is it not?
What I like to think of is that a brand is very much like a person that you meet. A brand has hopefully a unique, memorable name. It has personality. It has values. When you think of a brand, you're usually thinking of a feeling. It's not just a logo or not just a picture that appears in your head. It's the whole experience that you delivered, whether it's a product brand or a service brand. For example, when I think of Apple, I think of not just the phone and the watch, but I also think of product with design excellence. All of us, we interact with several brands on day to day, and each of these brands have a very specific feeling. They all come up with a specific association.
I see. That's an interesting interpretation. What does brand marketing include? And then what is the purpose of it?
When I was talking about what a brand is, I was saying that a brand has emotional association, right? What brand marketing's job is essentially to make sure that when you think of the category or the service, you are thinking about a brand. For example, Kellogg's, which has done an excellent job of it, is about breakfast cereal. So when I'm thinking breakfast cereal, I'm thinking Kellogg's. When I'm thinking audio equipment, I'm thinking Bose. The purpose of brand marketing is to build that connection that when someone is even thinking about the categories that you're working in, like our workplace management tools or Microsoft Office, which is what you think about when you're talking documents and Excel sheets, right? But even in B2B, the brand marketing team's biggest job is to build that mental availability of the brand. when you're working with challenger brands, they work equally hard because for them, it's even more important that they need to deliver an experience which is above what people are expecting out of them and make sure that their experience is better, more consistent, so that they could stand against the more established competitors in the category.
Can you tell us from the buyer's journey point of view, where do you see product marketing and brand marketing?
I like to think of this as brand marketing brings the people to your website. And very simply, product marketing is what keeps them there. So when I'm in the awareness stage, I'm just in the market, I'm looking to solve a problem and don't even know if I need a solution. That's where brand marketing helps. And that's where I talked about mental availability, because I will think of a few brands from that category. However, before I make a purchase decision, that's where product marketing comes. Product marketing is very important in educating me about the features and benefits and the differentiating the USPs of each solutions that I'm evaluating. However, what I've learned through years and years of experience, the final closure that happens when you finally purchase a product or a service, brand marketing comes in again at the end, because there might be a small association that would have developed in all the time I've spent discovering and evaluating the product. It's the feeling of trust and credibility. I talked about Intuit QuickBooks, and it's a very special brand to me because I started my journey there. And I'll take their example to talk about a company which does really well, both product and brand marketing, and how seamlessly they bring the two together. We know that QuickBooks is a world-leading accounting software solution. They target small business owners. And if you go to the Intuit QuickBooks website in any country or market, their product marketing focuses on all the things the business owner needs and all of the things that QuickBooks can deliver. So all the benefits, generate reports easily, save X hours per month on employee payroll, all of these things. These are the product marketing benefits. And its brand message is that we support business owners. Every brand marketing touch point, whether it is their website, whether it's a TV ad, whether it's a kiosk that they've set up outside a co-working space where business owners can just come and understand how they want to do their taxes at the end of the month or how they want to file their reports. All of these have one overarching message, which is that QuickBooks supports business owners. The social media is all about telling the stories of small business owners, like they Black History Month. And QuickBooks told the stories of a lot of founders from the Black community. And it was about how some of them have used QuickBooks quite successfully. When you have brand marketing and product marketing overlapping with it and being consistent, it lifts the message. It creates a brand identity, which actually creates that emotional connection.
How do you see the product marketing and brand marketing are structured in an organization usually?
In a lot of organizations, and this is obviously very, very size dependent, brand and product marketing are both sub-disciplines of the central marketing function. The brand marketing, they work with customer support in order to deliver things like reliability, customer centricity. Product marketing is sitting in marketing, but it works not just with brand marketing and with the other functions like demand generation, like customer marketing. Product marketing works quite closely with the product organization as well. In some organizations, I've seen that product marketing even reports into product. But as the organization grows bigger, usually product marketing just becomes part of the marketing piece so that all of the marketing teams speak the same language and deliver the same customer message.
For an early stage startup, where do you suggest that they should start, product or brand?
I think all ideas always starts as a product. I think that initially, obviously, the focus that all founders at an early stage startup and employees have is to make sure that they get the product right. But a little caveat for me here is that right at the beginning, there are certain basics of a brand, with like building blocks almost, are very important, which is defining the brand purpose. Even if it's not on a fancy website, you put down your values, you put down your messaging ideals and your visual identity. What happens is with startups, and you would have seen this, a lot of startups, they have to rebrand because they realize that the brand and product have to move closer. So absolutely, for an early stage startup, product is everything. That's where the bread and butter is going to come from. But at the same time, it's very important to have that set of values and have that purpose so that your product can do the best work that it can.
I see. From product marketing manager point of view, is there anything that we can do to help build brand commitment?
Absolutely, because product marketing help understand the customer most deeply, and when they deliver it in the organization to all of the teams, including the brand marketing team, it allows the brand marketing team to build a more focused overall brand positioning and brand benefit. Every time you do your product marketing job, you're helping the brand out. And the example that I like to give in this case is HubSpot. We all use HubSpot. HubSpot started out as a marketing platform, and it was initially for businesses to grow and scale their marketing activities, right? HubSpot has created so much content, right? You look for anything in marketing, and you will get a HubSpot article for it. Even for categories that they don't operate in, they created all of that content. They created those books on inbound marketing, SEO, social media, and all of these educational resources. They came with HubSpot branding and the HubSpot message that we are all about trying to make your business grow. The product marketing strategy that HubSpot had has made it the authority when you talk about anything related to marketing, automation, and experiences. That was all of the product marketing work that happened there has really fed into the brand commitment that people have for HubSpot. HubSpot has positioned itself as a brand, which is a trusted partner for businesses.
Yeah, that's a great example. So personally, you have been in both positions, brand marketing and product marketing. So what advice would you give to product marketers who are thinking about transitioning into either of the roles?
This is a really interesting one. And I will give the example of a job interview that I was in actually last year. The job didn't work out, but I was speaking to the person who was the marketing head, and he said that there are four skills that are important for any kind of marketing role, whether it is product marketing or brand marketing, even content marketing. The first one is curiosity, which I think is most important skills to just question, question, question. Why? Customer centricity, which we all know, we constantly talk about it. Product marketing is about understanding the customer deeply. Collaboration in both product marketing and brand marketing roles, you're collaborating with people, probably one day spending the day with customer success, someday you're spending the day with customer support, someday you're with legal. There's all of these teams that you collaborate with, all of them. And then the biggest one, which both product marketing and brand marketing require you to be very strong in, is context. So develop an understanding of the product, develop an understanding of the market, know where you stand. And more importantly, know where you want to go. These are the things which both brand and product marketing people need to do. So all of these are similar to any kind of, whether it's product marketing or brand marketing. And so I think it's quite easy to transition. You just have to make sure that your basics as a marketer are with you.
Great suggestion. Thank you. Do you have any final thoughts to share with fellow product marketers?
I do have another analogy, and I guess it's a function of just me being hungry in the morning. So I was thinking about pizza. When I think of product marketing and brand marketing, I think of them as essential ingredients in the recipe for pizza. I think brand marketing is a pizza base. So it's a very solid foundation, right, that you need. And I think product marketing kind of is the toppings that come on top of the pizza. I say toppings consciously because it's like the unique flavor of each of the features and benefits, which is what product marketing delivers. So the reason I say this is because we are talking about overlap. We are talking about how one can support the other. So in a pizza, if you have a bad base, no matter how good your toppings are, it fails, which means you need that solid base and foundation. And the same is true, say toppings sits on top of base, which is brand marketing, is when you actually deliver an experience which is delicious for the customer. And that's how I like to approach these two disciplines. They are very close, they are not so far apart, and you need both of them, a solid foundation and delicious bits that you get from a pizza topping. That's what you need to deliver a compelling customer experience. And then of hope that the customer is going to keep coming back for the bite of the pizza again and again.
I see. Great, great. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to This is Product Marketing, brought to you by Product Marketing Hive, a product marketing community that gives back. Check out our website, productmarketinghive.com, to join our community, meet fellow product marketers, and access free resources, including training, playbooks, templates, and events. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and give a 5-star rating on the platform of your choice. See you next time!